Breaking news. I'm Ben Thomas. A government shutdown is set to become the longest ever this week. Millions stand to lose food aid benefits. Healthcare subsidies are set to expire. And there are a few real talks between Democrats and Republicans over how to end it. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Even after the courts have spoken, the administration continues to use kids, seniors, disabled Americans, and working parents as political pawns, dangling the threat of hunger over their heads.
Senator John Barrasso is the Republican whip.
Want to end the food assistance cliff? It's easy. Pass the clean bipartisan continuing resolution. Democrats should vote for it immediately. Until then, Mr. President, the Schumer shutdown is going to continue to hurt struggling families. Therefore, Mr. President, I object.
The Trump administration says the emergency fund it's using for the SNAP food aid program will only cover about half the normal benefits. Chipmaker NVIDIA and other tech stocks propped up the S&P Monday. It closed up 0.2%, even though the majority of stocks in the index fell. And in Michigan,
two men have been charged in federal court with terrorism-related crimes after weeks of surveillance by the FBI. According to a criminal complaint, Mahmoud Ali and Majid Mahmoud scouted LGBTQ+ bars in the Detroit suburb Ferndale, and they and other co-conspirators were inspired by Islamic State extremism. The FBI announced the arrest last week while agents searched a home in Dearborn and a storage unit in Inkster. The searches turned up tactical vests, backpacks, AR-15-style rifles, ammunition, loaded handguns, and GoPro cameras. The FBI says the men repeatedly referred to pumpkins in their conversations, an apparent reference to a Halloween attack. Ali and Mahmoud will remain in custody at least until a November 10th detention hearing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Halloween's over, so what you doing with that pumpkin?
The Energy Department says after Halloween, more than 1 billion pounds of pumpkins are sent to the landfill.
A large percentage of what ends up going to the landfill is stuff that could have been composted.
Landfills emit a lot of methane. Dante Sclafani, compost coordinator at the Queens County Farm Museum in New York, says break it into small pieces.
And that makes it easier for things like earthworms and the like to get to the meat of the pumpkin and start breaking it down.
Pumpkins of any age are good for composting.
Even if it's mostly mushy goo, once it ends up in our bins and we're able to put it out there and mash it up and put it into the pile, it'll start breaking down properly.
Besides composting, the old pumpkins have use in the kitchen. The thick parts between the outer skin and the inner pulp that hold the seeds can be used for soups and stews. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.